We're so bad.
I hate that. I immediately I heard duh, and I was like, oh, it's on.
I'm gonna pee.
You might have seen my eyes like light up. Just
yeah, you were so excited. You were so excited.
Maybe I should have turned the light on in the studio. The studio, our living room.
The studio in question.
Wait for it.
Okay, seriously. Okay, you can do the intro now.
No, it's your turn.
No, I did it last time for the
similar
thing.
No, I did it on what we're watching.
Okay. Oh, that's fair. Okay.
Okay, so your turn.
Okay. Hello, 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 and welcome to Puff Puff Pass, your 420 friendly movie review podcast hosted by the world's worst critics.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think we're all right too, but you never know. We have to have a bar for ourselves.
We have the most lukewarm takes, if we're being honest.
Are they lukewarm?
I think this movie.
I think they're pretty controversial.
I think this movie was watchable in a bad way. I didn't say that.
Anyway, my name's Sahara.
And my name's Christian.
And yeah, and if you haven't listened to us before and this is your first time, hi, welcome. This is also our first time recording in a hot minute.
Yeah. Well, we recorded about a month ago, I think.
I guess that's not too bad.
The thing is, at this point, we know in past episodes, you'll probably hear us say, like, gosh, we haven't recorded in forever. But, like, all these episodes will probably come out back to back to back over for the past few and probably the next few. Mm-hmm. Because we'll record them and then we sit on them because we don't want to edit. So we
no,
have...
somebody
we have,
doesn't know how to edit.
We have what we're watching.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I thought that was the summer one.
The summer one is what we're watching
okay.
in the summer.
So
yeah.
We have that, and we have one before that, I think, right?
No.
No? Really?
No.
Okay, well, we have that one, and then we have this episode. I'm almost done. I'm, like, halfway through editing
watching. That's so good. I'm so excited.
I have, like, 20 minutes left to listen through. And then I gotta listen to it again to see if we mentioned our kid's name, because I'm gonna bleep that out.
Yeah.
New bleep function, by the way. it'll just be my voice beep.
That's gonna crack me up, bro.
Yeah, so anyway, me and Beep, we were going to the park, right? And then, and I was like, oh, hey, Beep, what's your favorite thing to do here? And then Beep would be like, oh, blah, 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 because Beep can't talk yet. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
I like your nails.
Thanks, yeah. I'm like, I need more grown-up colors, so I bought a lot of neutral ones.
They're like a dark green. Green is my favorite color, bar none. Like, as a kid, I really loved, like, highlighter, like, green.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you probably remember
that. Yeah, because you had that little highlighter shirt in high school.
No.
Yeah, you had that, it was, like, green. Like, I'm pretty sure you get that green. It's, like, a mint green.
Well, I had that green Adidas shirt that I gave to you.
Yeah.
That you never gave back.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it's probably still at our house.
No, it's probably in Goodwill.
Thing is, I really liked that shirt, too. I wore that shirt all the
time. Cool.
You stole it. No,
yeah,
no,
anyway,
like, even,
back to
even brighter. Like, the green on that tire pump over there,
yeah,
it's like a lime green, almost. Like, I love that green, I love dark green.
No, green's a good color, it's great, it's
like,
very
like
earthy.
The green on that bag over there.
It's very earthy.
Or your nails are
which makes sense, favorite. Because, like, I'm an earth sign, so I think that's why
I'm
like
a water
vibes.
Sign, so, like,
our vibes are like, yeah, we're like earth, we are the world.
Oh, what's your favorite color?
I don't know.
Black.
I mean, I really, I do like black. I like black and white. Because they're great. They're great colors. I love a good checkerboard,
hey,
you know?
Hey. White's a shade.
I mean, basically, yeah. Like, I was going to say the shades.
Oh,
yeah, because black's a shade, right?
I think black's a color, but I think white's a shade.
Anyway, I just like it. I remember when I was a kid, and I would watch 101 Dalmatians all the time. Cruella's, like, jacket.
Eight.
I was like, girl.
Anyway.
I know I'm not supposed to, like, want the puppies to die, but, like, the coat.
She does look good.
I'm not saying she's right. I'm just saying I get it.
The fit.
I'm just saying I get it.
The fit is fitting.
PETA, don't come for us.
Don't come for us, but it was a great jacket.
No, but back to my nail polish. No, I bought a lot of, like, very, like, nude tonal colors.
I saw them in that bag over there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I feel like I have a lot of, like, childhood,
there's,
like...
this, like, I saw a brown that's, like, the same color as, like, leggings.
Yeah.
Or not, like,
leather?
Spanx. Okay. Like that tan.
So nude?
Yeah, is that?
Yeah.
I guess that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is called,
So I was like, let me get Spanx.
I think this was called, like, My Boyfriend's Kiss or something was, like, the shade it was called.
Why is it green?
I don't know.
I would not kiss him.
I don't maybe it was like my boyfriend's whispers or something. Something
weird like that.
Let's go look.
And I was like, what?
It's something weird like that. Watch it be like pine or some shit.
I'm sorry for the wrinkling audience, but I have a plastic bag full of the nail polish. We have... What are you? I'll let you... You know what the color's going to be, so I'm just going to let you read. The green one isn't even in here, so I feel lied to.
Oh, it might be in my room.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure I did my nails in here.
Maybe.
It might be over there by the... you see where the nail polish remover is? It might be over there. We're getting so sidetracked, babe.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
What's it called? It's something insane. And I thought that was hilarious.
Oh,
Is a boyfriend something?
It's chill out.
Oh.
But the C is hyphenated from the ill.
Uh-huh.
So, see hill out.
Oh my god. Chill out.
There's this one that's called cemented that literally looks like cement.
Oh, this one's called wanderer.
But that's probably the one.
This shade that I have in my hand.
That's
it's called
Sphinx
wanderer.
One that I already got them. I got them.
Okay.
I'm putting them back.
Okay, thanks.
Sidetrack is over with.
No, it's great, because you know whenever you're listening to the podcast and we go on these tangents, they are so funny to listen back to. Don't you agree?
This podcast is
That was my boring. Favorite part, listening to our podcast back. It would be having me cracking up sometimes.
But we should probably get into the podcast.
Anyway, okay, so our theme this month, hopefully, if Christian gets really good and fast at editing, these would be posted in August. But since we're back, we've decided to do... Sequels. Yes, because we're back. We're so back.
Back to back.
But Christian, do you know what our first movie is?
Our first movie for the sequels month
is
Shrek 2. When did it come out?
2004. Awesome. What category is it in?
American. It's an animated fantasy comedy film loosely based on the 1990 children's picture book Shrek by William Steig. I'm going to assume Steig. But it is also a sequel to the 2000 movie, Shrek? That came out in 2000, right?
I believe so.
It wasn't 99. I feel like it was like 2000.
I'm and pretty sure it is 2000.
It was directed by Andrew Adamson. Do we know what he's directed before?
No, I didn't look it up.
Oh, okay, that's
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
Andrew Adamson, Kelly Asbury, and Conrad Vernon. So three, a directorship triarchy.
Mm.
Starring as the titular character Shrek, played by... Mike Myers, who you might have seen in...
Cat in the Hat.
Halloween. Oh.
No.
That is Michael Myers, right? Or is
yeah,
that...
Yeah, that's his name, yeah.
No, in Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Mike...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool. I always thought that was funny. I don't know why. I'm like, why is his name...
Why does the killer have a name? Why do we know his full government name?
Fun trivia. I don't know if this is exactly how it happened, but you know in the movie... Baby Driver,
mm-hmm.
where they have those Michael Myers masks.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to get Michael Myers masks, but
mm-hmm.
they got those, like, hockey masks, and they got and they got those instead. And
I've never seen
they
Baby
had
Driver.
They had to call up Michael Myers and be like, "Hey, is it okay if we just use these masks?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's like the funniest thing I've ever seen."
Oh my
and so they used Michael.
That's amazing.
I don't know if that's exactly how it happened, but they did have to call up Michael Myers and be like, "Hey, can we use these?" And they're like, "Yeah."
That's amazing. I love that. I've never seen Baby Driver.
Ansel Elgort.
Ooh.
And what's the main bad guy's name in the movie?
Bad guy?
You know who it is. It was a guy, it was the same guy who was the congressman and the later senator in House of Cards.
Oh, Kevin Spacey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That movie's just dripping in yikes. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of dripping, I have a pot roast cooking in the
oh
kitchen
my god.
Right now.
Ew.
It's
dripping?
It was when we ate it last time. It's so good. I'll share the recipe on our Twitter.
Okay.
I stole it from online, but I'm going to pass it on.
This movie also, who, reprises? Reprisal?
Yeah, I guess.
Reprises
when they
as well as Donkey is Eddie Murphy.
Who you may have seen in...
Dr. Dolittle.
And?
The Haunted Mansion.
Good movies. And, no, not that. I was going to say something else.
You're going to say Norbit?
No, I was going to say Norbit. Was he in Norbit?
Yes!
Oh, okay, yeah, that
was
him.
He was everyone.
No. Dude, I was going to say, because my mind always conflates Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock as the same person. I don't know why.
No, that's okay.
And so I was going to say, Everybody Hates Chris. But I'm like, no, that's Chris Rock. That's
yeah.
a different... I don't know why.
No, it's
I just
okay.
think, like, they're...
I think Bryce Dallas Howard looks a lot like that other lady.
I just think
you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Bryce Dallas Howard
and that other lady. Don't those two look like you,
what other lady?
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
Okay,
I'll look it up.
Look it up. Jessica Chenoweth or something like that. Not Jessica Chenoweth. God, Jessica something.
Chamberlain or
no.
Chastain.
Chastain, yes. Look at those bitches. That's the same bitch to me. That bitch is shifting into the other bitch. She is the same person in 2 hours, two actors, so she can have double income.
They look nothing alike.
Yes, they do.
Other than they have red hair.
They look, do side by side right now. I'm not the only one who thinks this. Do side by side right now. Look it up, Christian.
I am.
Do put those two things. No, look it up and they'll give you better examples.
Okay. Great, you broke my phone.
I didn't break your phone. Parker's breaking your phone.
Literally, Parker eats my phone.
Stop, we're going to bleep those out now.
Beep, eats my phone. Okay, Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard is one of the top results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are different people.
No.
Look at the jawline.
No. Same person.
Bryce Dallas Howard has a more like egg shaped head, whereas Jessica Chastain's is more solid, like not head.
Can I
chin,
say something
like
kind of controversial?
Sure.
I think she looks way better, bigger than she does skinnier.
Oh yeah, I was eating it up in Jurassic World.
I know. I was just like, yes, girl, yes.
It's not the only dinosaur we gotta worry
about. Yes, double D representation. Okay, and then she lost all the weight, and I was just like, queen, I'm queen. Because you know some girls...
They really put her and Chris Pratt together.
Huh? I know. That was so icky.
Icky. You don't
like
Chris
icky.
Pratt?
Mm-mm. What he did on Affairs was fucked up.
What did he do on Affairs?
Did you know they were together?
Anna Faris, let's see. I know they were together and they separated, but like...
That was so sad.
Is there a problem? Like, people divorce all the time in Hollywood. What? I genuinely don't know. So
yeah,
like, if you're gonna tell
look
me,
it up,
I'm looking.
But
like, there's no like. Okay, I'm just gonna go to Chris Pratt's wiki, and go to the personal life section and just look for Anna Faris' name. Chris Pratt, American actor, really. He wasn't Moneyball. Okay, personal life. He met Anna Faris in 2007 on set of Take Me Home Tonight. They were engaged in late 2008, married in Bali in 2009. Eloping on a whim after a friend's wedding. Already off to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. They had a kid, like, 9 weeks premature. He weighed only 3 pounds. Well, that's crazy. It just says the couple split in 2017 and finally finalized their divorce the following year. And then he began a relationship with Katherine Schwarzenegger in 2018.
It's just the fact that he doesn't even acknowledge them.
I mean, I'm sure they don't, like...
He doesn't even acknowledge anything.
I guess, but I'm like...
It's rude.
What do you mean he doesn't acknowledge his ex-wife?
Like, not even... Like, there was this Mother's Day post that he kind of posted. And he was like, oh, thank God for, like, my wife and my child. And she's giving me blah, 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 blah.
About Anna Faris or...
No, like,
Catherine?
His new wife, yeah. And, like, there was nothing about Anna Faris or, like... Because their kid has special needs, you know? And it kind of seems like, allegedly... That he just didn't want to deal with it, so he went and had a normal family.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I mean, you probably... I mean, would you... If you got remarried, would you mention me in, like, a Father's Day post on Instagram?
On Father's Day? Fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like,
if you got remarried,
but I'm not your husband.
So? You're still Parker's dad.
I guess.
God damn it.
I guess. I don't know. Like, on one hand, I understand, yes. On the other hand, I'm just like, I mean, it's not too far out of left field to not, like, mention your ex-spouse.
Well, if you're gonna, make publicly do that as a celebrity, don't you think you should, like, I don't know, mention your, like... Like, I think it's a day of celebration. You know what I mean?
I suppose. This kid...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from what I haven't ever seen anything bad said about him in regards to his kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever seen that because of the church he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from what I know, he seems like he's in the so it's like, man opinion incoming.
Yeah, literally. Tomato.
Okay, also reprising their role as Princess Fiona is Cameron Diaz.
Ooh.
Who you may know from
Charlie's Angels.
Being cool with Snoop Dogg.
Oh my gosh, real cool.
I have a cookbook from him, by the way,
that's
for our viewers. You know, because you were there when I got it.
Yeah, I was there.
Anyway.
I did not gift him this gift.
It was Christmas.
His white mother thought it would be hilarious.
No, that was your family who got
it. My family got that for you!
Yes!
Oh my god! That's even worse!
That was you!
That was not me.
That was
I was
your
embarrassed.
People. That was your family.
I was
your
embarrassed.
Family.
I said, oh my god.
That was your family. That was all.
Oh my god. You know what they saw? They were like, oh my gosh, Christian likes to cook.
That was your peeps, dude. All I gotta say. Your peeps, your people, your family.
Oh, I was
like
about
that's...
to blame your mom.
Yeah, there
sorry.
You go. There you go. It's coming from inside.
I'm sorry. It was just reactionary to blame her. Sorry.
Bart, no! I'm right here. Sorry, force of habit.
Literally, I apologize.
Also, not reprising her role, but you know, as Queen Lillian, Julie Andrews, which I did
ooh,
not know. I
really?
Did not know.
What?
I Julie Andrews.
Oh, I knew. Who we also know from The Sound of Music, The Princess Diaries.
Is she not Mary Poppins?
She is Mary Poppins.
I thought you were going to say, and it surprised me you didn't say that.
I was waiting for you to say something. Stop.
I love that story of her and Walt Disney, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Where they wanted to cast her as Mary Poppins, and she's like, oh, I'm pregnant, so you kind of gotta, like... You know,
we'll wait, bitch.
We'll
go
wait.
Ahead.
We'll wait.
Go ahead. Take your 2 weeks after you have your baby.
Say... I'll see you next month.
Literally, bro! Literally! They were like, okay, all right, take your time, girl.
Can you validate my parking? Sahara. Okay, so, as Puss in Boots... Antonio Banderas.
Woo!
And this is the first movie of him playing
Puss in Boots. Yes.
And we did an episode earlier where we... I think it
last
was...
It was last year. It was 2023.
Yeah, I think it was our recap
mm-hmm.
where we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because we went and saw it in theaters. It was really good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go listen to that episode and also watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Both at the same time. As King Harold, we have John Cleese.
Mm.
Do you know who John Cleese is?
No idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Somebody's car's going off.
Yeah. So, I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is the co-founder of Monty Python.
Oh.
He starred in Holy Grail,
mm-hmm.
Life of Brian,
mm-hmm.
and The Meaning of Life.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. He has also been in... Oh, he was... You've seen him, too. He's in Harry Potter.
Cool. Who does he play?
Why do they call him Nearly Headless?
That is him!
He's Nearly Headless Nick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He's also been in, God, what was that other movie? Oh, let me go to filmography real quick. Oh, of course it's going to be another on screen and on stage. Ooh. What was he in TV? Yeah, he's been in TV for like 40 years. He was on... He was in Over the Garden Wall and Doctor Who, but...
That's cool.
I'm seeing... Let's see, film. Sorry. I'm getting way too sidetracked here.
No, it's all good.
But he was in...
Let's do one more thing he was in, and then we'll,
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web made me cry when her babies left and she died.
He was Samuel the Sheep.
Davis Stages.
He was also in Igor.
I love that.
Dr. Glickenstein.
Oh my god! I fucking love Igor.
He was in Pink Panther 2.
Oh my gosh.
He was in...
Blind Orphans? I mean, that's cruel, but Blind Orphans?
He was in Pink Panther 2. Chief Inspector Charles Dreyfus.
Mm.
He was
okay, all right.
Okay.
That's enough.
He was the narrator in 2011's Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Oh I'm God. Kidding. Okay, go ahead. We can
all right, next we got Rupert Everett as Prince Charming. And I only know him from a documentary that I watched. And not because he's from the documentary, but I was, like, putting it in the background. And I was like, is this fucking Prince Charming that I'm listening to narrate this documentary?
Is this fucking Play About Us?
And, yeah, I just thought I wanted to share that tidbit.
Oh, my God.
All right, who's next?
So next up, we have playing Fairy Godmother, Jennifer Saunders.
Yes.
I don't know what she was in.
I don't know either, but she killed that role.
We'll look her up. What was she in? Well, I'll keep going. So, the film... which came out in 2004, by the way, grossed almost $1 billion worldwide.
Isn't that crazy?
$935 million. It was the second largest 3-day opening weekend in United States history, and the largest opening for an animated film at the time of its release. And it became the highest grossing film of 2004, which is crazy to think about. It was also the fifth highest film grossing overall at the time of its release. So Shrek 2 is DreamWorks Animation's highest grossing film to date, and it's the highest grossing film released by... You said the same thing twice in the notes.
What did I say?
You said Shrek 2 is also DreamWorks Animation's highest grossing film to date and the highest grossing film released by DreamWorks Pictures. I'm like, that's the same thing.
Okay, I just copy and pasted something.
Oh my god, not you just stealing.
Oh my god, I'll just put it in the notes, dear.
Anyway,
in the notes.
Shame on you. It held the title of being the highest grossing animated film of all time worldwide until it was beaten by Pixar's Toy Story 3 in 2010.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
So we start with the familiar...
Wait. That's the start. We don't wait. Do you have any questions before we get into it?
Obviously not, because I wouldn't have started.
We'll wait. Well, talk to me. Like, what's your experience in Shrek 2? Did you see this in theaters?
I have seen this movie in 3 languages. Okay? That's the only movie that I can say that for.
That's amazing.
I watched this in English, obviously, for the first time.
Yeah.
When we were in Spanish in middle school, they made us take a rant. So, our school, they made us take Spanish, but like, not in a way that would have been conductive to like actually learning the language.
Mm-hmm.
So they started us in like 4th or 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
We had the same dude who went to every school in the district. Shout out to you, Senior Coleman, by the way. if you're still with us. He's with us at the very least in spirit. He came to our school Wednesday mornings, and so Wednesday was Spanish day. And he would come to your English class, and he would teach for the class hour. Instead of learning English, you would learn Spanish for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just going over the same stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then in middle school, when I was in 6th grade or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they made us like randomly take Spanish. I don't know why. Or maybe like it was like a random few classes, and then we stopped. I don't know why. Like, I really don't know why, but it was so weird. And we watched it in there one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it in German, because that's what I actually took for a foreign language in high school
mm-hmm.
and college.
Mm-hmm.
But we only watched it in high school, obviously. And so we watched Shrek 2.
That's
I've seen it in 3 languages.
That's amazing. I've only seen it in 1 language, and it was...
So it was, like, the best language. God's language. English.
I don't know, the Hebrew.
Okay, cool.
You know, in my college, we had a Hebrew class.
Bet you did.
Taught by a
white
guy.
She went to a Christian school.
Taught by a white guy.
You don't want to be like...
Why are we not, like...
I feel like in another world, we lived in Brazil.
You think we're Brazilian?
Maybe.
That would be cool.
Or maybe we're, like... Maybe we randomly meet on, like, a business trip in, like, Tokyo or something.
That's amazing. I always wanted to go to Japan.
I would love to go to Japan, but, like, they're, like, really, like...
Can we touch your hair?
They're, like, really exclusionary. And, like, in, like, all aspects.
That's fine. No, that's fine. I feel like it'd be really, like, low-key. You know what I mean? Like, since everyone's kind of just, like...
Like, even if, like...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, even if, like, from what I've heard, like, from all the other travel things I've seen, it's, like, even if you're considered, like, good... I guess, in terms of, like, physical appearance, like, you're still, like, not them, like, at all.
That's fine.
And, like,
I'm in their country. I'm just visiting.
I guess. It's just very hostile to visitors is my approach.
I feel like ever since I learned that Italy is hella racist, and to the point where I'm, like, scared to go there, just...
I feel like Europe is a whole nother level.
I know.
Like,
and
it's,
I just,
like...
And I feel like I need to start somewhere where there's, like... a lot of, like, other, like, black people. And I think of, like, London, like, cities like that.
I feel like London, Edinburgh.
So, I feel like I could handle that in-my-face kind of racism.
I feel like...
without crying.
I hate to say it, but, like, Paris.
I want to go so bad.
And, like, southern France, like,
I
Nice.
I know. And I want to go see Versailles. I want to go so bad. And that's why I think if I go to Europe, I need to start small. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm only going to live once. Like, what if something happens and they close the borders to America and I never see it? I never see any of those monuments, you know?
Well,
it just makes me sad.
At the very least.
I don't know. It just makes me sad.
I don't know where I was going with that thought.
No, it's okay.
Greece, baby.
Greece? You want to go to Greece?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to go to, like, because I told you I wanted to go to, like, France, Germany, England, Scotland, mm-hmm. or whatever, because I feel like they'd be really cool, mm-hmm. and I'd like, I love learning vacations,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like if I really wanted to have fun, I would just go to Italy or Greece or Spain.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I hope one day we can, if this ever takes off, or ever the world's best American album.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
I think that's its project's name.
We'd meet in Tokyo, I'd be there on a business thing, and you'd be promoting
your
book.
Oh, like Trainspotting?
You'd be promoting your book.
Or Trainspotting. Isn't that what that movie's called?
Trainspotting? With Ewan McGregor?
No, it's with...
It's with Ewan McGregor.
No, it's with Natalie Portman and... No! When you said Tokyo, they're meeting in Tokyo, it's with Natalie Portman and that guy from Ghostbusters.
Natalie Portman...
And guy from Ghostbusters.
Movie, Tokyo. The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Trip.
No.
Oh my god. Garden State? No. Lost in Translation?
Yes, Lost in Translation.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like, Trainspotting is...
Yeah, I was just... I got the train.
Trainspotting is about, like, people, like, overdosing in Scotland.
That sounds really scary.
Yeah. They're, what was I gonna say? It's like, yeah, they're all heroin addicts.
Oh. I tried to watch, what was it, Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
I tried to watch that movie, freaked me out.
There are just some movies that are, like, too, like, much to, like, have fun to watch. Like, you have to watch them in a serious setting. You can't, like, make your popcorn and be like, I'm gonna watch, Schindler's List. Like, you can't, like, just watch it for fun.
I think I disassociated from Schindler's List when we watched it.
Yeah.
Like, it was really sad. I think The Pianist really got to me, though.
I think The Pianist was, like, worse.
That was, that movie devastated me.
And I think the difference is, Schindler's List, it's from the perspective of an outsider who's not directly experiencing this.
I think
whereas The Pianist, like, he loses his whole family.
And I could really see that they tried so hard to make, like, the red thing. I can see why so many people are like, oh my gosh, you know, but for me it was very like, oh, okay, you know, I understand. But I think with, like, the betrayal in The Pianist just over and over and over again, that hit me so hard. And I think that was the first time I realized that, like, oh, death can happen unfairly to people, and that just really, like, changed my whole perspective on the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that so many people died.
Oh yeah,
so many people, and they were in those camps for so long. It breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. And I was watching that Christian Dior show on Apple TV, if anybody wanted to know, but watching that and how his sister was sent to a concentration camp. And she literally stole bread for her and this other girl to eat, but the other girl took responsibility, and they fucking killed her.
Oh my god.
I know.
So back to Shrek. Two. Shrek
yes.
2.
Okay, anyway. I saw this movie in theaters.
I did not.
I did.
I didn't watch any of the Shrek movies until I got older.
Are you serious?
I think I
saw this one, the last one. I saw all of them in theaters.
I'd seen the first one somehow as a kid.
Yeah.
And so I had
the first one on DVD.
I had context and I knew what it was,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think I was really conscious.
I didn't realize how dirty it was until I got older. I said,
I don't think I was consciously watching Shrek until I had seen Shrek 2 at home one day.
And this one's just as dirty.
Oh,
what
yeah.
did you think of all the references throughout the film?
I think it's so fun.
I love it.
It's
too.
Like, it's like, this is literally like, and bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
You know the show on ABC, Happy Ever After, whatever it's called? It takes place in a town called, like, Storybrooke, and they're all like,
oh, Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Once Upon a Time in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I was ever a fan of Once Upon a Time. But I just like how it's like, oh, they go to far, far away,
mm-hmm.
and you see, like, all these, like, princesses and knights or whatever in line at,
mm-hmm.
ye old Starbucks, you know? It's just very, like, on the nose,
mm-hmm.
and, or not even nose, it's, like, very in your face, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you have, or, like, when they do the runway event for the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and here's Sleeping Beauty, the carriage opens,
yeah.
she just collapses
yes.
out of it, she's asleep.
Yes.
Like, it's just so funny. It's
yeah,
fun.
It is fun. It's great. It's exciting.
Haters be damned, it's fun.
No, it's great. I think everybody really enjoys this sequel when it comes to Shrek.
Shrek 2 is so much more fun than Shrek 1.
Mm-hmm. It is fun, I will say. I really love how they expanded. It's just a straight sequel. It's a continuation from the first movie, and it flows so seamlessly with the first one.
If we ever blow up, mm-hmm. we should take that Shrek Funko Pop that mm-hmm. we bought and sign it and, like, auction it off.
No, that'd be fun. This means we gotta practice our signature.
Let's sign it now. And so when this episode comes out, if we're ever famous enough, people are begging, like, oh, please, free the autographed Shrek Funko Pop. And we just...
No one's going to say that. You know, please, Christian, please, I really want your signature second.
Anyway, and they just, we just auction it off at Comic-Con or something.
That'd be fun.
For four whole dollars. Sold.
That's amazing. No, I love it. I really love the expansion of the world that is Shrek. I love Far, Far Away. I love that we get to stay there for a little bit. I love that we see more. I love that there's more characters to introduce. And like I said, I think the Fairy Godmother is probably one of my top 10 villains.
Really?
Yes, she is up there, okay? Ursula's up there too for me. Fight me. But she is up there.
Ursula?
From, like,
I know who it is, but, like, why? Really? Top 10?
She scared the shit out of me. She was scary.
When I think top 10 villains, I think of the fucking Nazi from Schindler's List.
Okay. Chill.
I'm just like, oh my god, Ursula?
Christian's like, oh my god, Sarah.
At number 8, the camp commander from Schindler's List.
I'm sorry.
And
does
number
that
seven,
excuse?
At number 7, Ursula, the sea goddess from Little Mermaid.
Fuck you.
At number 6, the farmers from Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Loki. Fucking bastard.
At number 5, the house from Monster House.
You're awful.
At number 4.
Christian. No, but I mean, she's spunky. I love her.
She's spunky.
You know?
I love her.
So, I got a question, but that's later into the movie. But is there anything else you would like to add about this?
I just like this movie. I just love this movie. It's funny. Like,
yeah, it's great.
It's as I've gotten older, it's harder to find movies that just make you laugh. But this movie I'll watch, I'll still laugh.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great. And you know, it's getting another movie.
Shrek 5.
Yeah, Shrek 5 was just announced, yeah.
It's really funny because I was thinking about that earlier today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we watched the Puss in Boots, The Last Wish or whatever. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking how they were like, sailing back to Far, Far Away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun if we ever got a new Shrek movie.
Yeah.
Here we
are. Yeah, I'm so excited. And I have really high hopes for it, too, because I really liked Puss in Boots. I really think that that's a classic that the kid will probably watch, you know? You know what I mean?
She's like, Mom, can we watch Shrek 5?
No.
Oh.
We're watching Shrek 3.
2-1. All right, anyway.
Ready to get started?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we start off with the familiar Shrek theme. We get the book opening. At first, it has its face on it, like an angry Shrek face on it. But unlike the first, where it was Shrek narrating, we get Prince Charming narrating. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, the king and queen were blessed with a beautiful baby girl. And throughout the land, everyone was happy. Until the sun went down. Dun, dun, dun. And they saw their daughter was cursed with a frightful enchantment that took hold each and every night. Desperate, they, the king and queen, sought the help of a fairy godmother who had them lock the princess away in a tower, there to await the kiss of the handsome prince. And we see Prince Charming, like, on his noble steed, or whatever, like, hoofing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was he who had chanced the perilous journey through blistering cold and scorching desert, traveling for many days and nights, risking life and limb to reach the dragon's keep. For he was the bravest and most handsome. And he does like a slow-mo pause after he takes his helmet off. Most handsome in all the land. And so Charming is like narrating to himself.
Like he's literally talking.
He's literally talking out loud to himself as he's going through the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was destiny that his kiss would break the dreaded curse. He alone would climb to the highest room of the tallest tower to enter the princess's chambers, cross the room to her sleeping silhouette, pull back the gossamer curtains to find her, and he pulls back the curtains, and it's the Big Bad Wolf from the first movie.
And he's like, Princess Fiona? No! He's like, oh, thank God. Because he didn't know what she looked like.
Literally.
Because he didn't know. He knew she was going to be like monstrous a monster. Yeah. Yes, he was like, whoa, I don't have to kiss that. Isn't that wild?
And it was nighttime when he got there.
Yes, so. Yes. I really love that little detail. I actually really love that. Especially catching that now that I'm older.
And so, and he's like, well, where is she? And he's like, she's on her honeymoon.
With who?
With who? And then we get a montage or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we, like, cut to, like, Shrek and Fiona, and they're, like, setting up the camera, mm-hmm. and they're on their honeymoon, and their cabin is, like, a gingerbread just house. Like,
what's the problem,
yes!
baby?
It was
what's
so cute. Well,
maybe I'm not.
Stop. Quit.
So I was like, you're going to get a copyright strike.
Oh, my gosh. We get our title card. Okay, Christian, what did you think of that opening?
I like it. It's fun.
Yeah. We don't know who this man is. We just know what he's looking for Princess Fiona.
Anyway, and so we see this montage. Mm-hmm. There's a gingerbread cottage that they go into. Mm-hmm. Title card. Shrek and Fiona are shaving. Mm-hmm. Like, he's shaving his face. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because women aren't allowed to have hair on their legs. And she's just shaving her legs.
She's not shaving her legs. She's also shaving her face.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Oh, I thought it was her legs for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, and so we see Little Red Riding Hood running and screaming from them, and they, like, leave because she runs and leaves her basket behind. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, fun.
She left two turkey legs for them.
Yeah, and they left, and so they go to the beach and mm-hmm. have their little picnic. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, a shark.
No, the waves. So Shark and Fiona are making out.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, the waves wash up and push, like, a... they're making out on the beach. Watch a mermaid on a Shrek's chest, and he's, like, still kissing her. He's like, oh, you. And Fiona, like, drags her by the tail and just launches her
yes.
into the sea, and, like, sharks
just
eat her.
Two sharks got through and eat her. You're like, oh, my God.
And so Fiona, like, gets the dwarves to make her a wedding band or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like it's literally that scene from Avengers Endgame where he's making it, or Avengers Infinity War, mm-hmm. where he's making himself the new axe.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally that scene.
That's so funny.
Anyway, and so Shrek and Fiona run away from an angry mob, but they're, like, prancing through a sunflower field holding mm-hmm. hands. And Fiona fights the guys in pitchforks, and they get their, like, little Spider-Man moment
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And so then they're in a mud, like, hot tub, mud bath,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, fart and using, and they're, like, capturing fairies or whatever as, like,
mm-hmm.
to put, like, a jar as, like, light
mm-hmm.
while also, like, torturing them with their farts.
Yeah.
Which I think is awful, but... and so, and then they kiss in the moonlight.
Yay!
And so the two, like, finally make it home, and who's there?
Donkey!
And Shrek's, like, Shrek tells Donkey, he's like, hey, we want to be left alone. And Donkey's like, I'll be here with you.
Yeah, because he... Basically, Donkey's there to be like, oh, yeah, I was house-sitting for you, and, like... keeping your water together for your plants and getting the mail and feeding your fish. But none of that is done.
Plants are dead, mail stacked up, fish are dead.
Fish are also dead. And so Shrek's like, hey, me and Fiona, basically, we want to fuck again. Please leave. Please leave. Because you know when you're like a newlywed?
I don't know. What were we like when we were newlywed? Tell the audience.
Oh my gosh. So Donkey leaves, but he comes back. And do you want to know why?
Because there's a message from the king and queen.
Oh my gosh, yes. We have, like, these, like, like fancy, like, horned players.
Yeah, and they're like, and they play the dun 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 dun. And this one guy plays the Hawaii 5-0 thing. Yeah, it's fun. And so, and he gets, like, smacked by the message guy. And he's like, you have a message from the king and queen. You have been summoned to far, far away. And Shrek's, because the king and queen are Fiona's parents. And Shrek's like, I don't want to go. And, and Fiona's like, we're going. Which is literally how we are.
Oh my god.
So I was like, I don't want to go. And then I'm like, we're going. And then she has, like, the best time ever. My parents' place can be fun.
No, it's called faking it, babe.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Oh my god.
And so, somehow, Fiona and Donkey convince Shrek to go.
What's the reason why Shrek doesn't want to go?
Well, because he's afraid of, like, how they'll think of him, because he's an ogre.
Not only that, but also how they'll think of Fiona. I think he's also partly worried about that. Because he does ask her, he's like, don't you think they'll be a little shocked to see you? And she's like, yeah, but... they're my parents. They love me. Secure relationship right there.
So I forgot. Why is Fiona stuck as an ogre from the first movie?
I think she became her true self, and her true self was also an ogre with an ogre.
Okay. I was just wondering, because, like, I know the whole part of this movie is like, oh, True Love's Kiss will, like, break her from being an ogre.
I don't know, maybe they thought it'd be weird if she stayed human, you know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know, but I'm just like, why, if it was obvious that she was in love mm-hmm. with Shrek and mm-hmm. had kissed him and was still the ogre, mm-hmm. why were the king and queen still, like, trying to hook her up with Prince Charming?
The queen wasn't, the king was.
But, like...
Because he made a deal.
I guess. He made a deal, but like...
If you're not paying attention... Christian's like, I know this movie right from front to back. I don't need to rewatch it again. I said, okay, dude.
I have altered the terms of the deal. Pray I do not alter them further. Darth Vader's, like, number one villain, by the way.
Okay, so anyway. They're off again on their onion carriage off to far, far away. But we see that Gingy, Pinocchio, Three Blind Mice, and the Three Little Pigs are house-sitting... The swamp. Freak out. Dun, 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 dun. What if you asked your friends to, like, house sit the house and then they started playing, like, party music?
I'd be like, I'd look out the window, like...
You didn't even pull away yet! They were already like, fuck yeah!
That's literally how they were in the first movie. He's probably used to it at this point. Dude, you know what the worst part is? Do they... They move back for, like, Shrek 3. Like, they live there again, right?
No.
In Shrek 3?
The fairy tale creatures?
No, Shrek.
Yeah, yeah, they live there. They live
in the swamp again?
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, I'm like, oh, do they ever go back?
After Arthur
takes... They do go down.
Because after Arthur is the king now, so they don't have to take away... Yeah.
It do go down.
Oh, my gosh. No. So, Donkey is representative of the children in the audience and stereotypically asks, are we there yet? As they go through snowy, rainy, dry forest and mountains. Because far, far away
is far away.
Literally far, far away.
Sahara.
Oh my god.
Dude, me and my sister did that shit all the time. I remember we'd be driving and... We'd be talking a lot, and, like, my dad and my mom, like, can you guys, like, quiet down? And then, like, one of us eventually just be like...
Oh, my God.
My mom hated us.
I bet. What a childhood memory. What a lovely childhood memory.
I remember one time I was, like, genuinely asking, are we there yet? Because we were going camping in the RV, and my dad was driving. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he was like, are we there? And he's like, oh, no, we're, like, only halfway. I was like, okay. And then, like, 15, 30 minutes later, I asked, like, are we there yet? And he's like, no, don't ask. He was like, don't ask again.
Your dad was about to hit you, bro. I would have asked again.
Are we there? Oh, my God, no.
I'm like, what are you going to do? Ground me? You're going to keep me in the RV? You're going to keep me in the hot RV? Last time I checked, that was child neglect, dad. See, you didn't play them hard enough.
Dude,
that was me as a child.
Dude, I loved camping in the RV. It wasn't like a fancy schmancy RV, but it was nice enough.
Shut the fuck up. Any person who's like, yeah, so we had the RV.
Okay, listen. Have you seen RVs now?
No.
Dude, those things are worth more than houses. But, like, we bought the one we had, like, used. I think my dad bought it for, like, $40,000. But, like...
$40,000?
Well, yeah. They were, like, it was him...
$40,000?
It was him and my mom. They wanted it together. Because everyone else in our family had trailers or whatever to go, like, to the lake. And they
Shut the fuck up.
Dude.
Privileged ass.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Your privileged ass.
Okay, there's a point to this. I'll get to that point.
You're saved up. They could have saved that money for your college tuition.
I didn't say it was a good idea.
Yeah, I already know. When your mom bought that big-ass house, she's got a record, bro. She's got a record. Don't trust her with money.
Anyway.
Don't trust her with it.
But
don't,
like,
don't trust that girl with
occasionally,
money,
because we were going to, obviously, wherever we were going, unless we were going home. If we were going home, it was a no. But if we were going to the campground, mm-hmm. we would occasionally, like, use the bathroom while we were driving or whatever. It wasn't like... The thing was, they have to be hooked up to somewhere, or else it's just going to drain somewhere, so we couldn't flush it. We had to just, like...
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
It was, like, an hour, and we never even smelled it, because we closed the door. And so, we had, like, a plastic lid to put over the thing
That's
in case
so
some stuff flushed. But anyway,
Ew.
Dude, one time, I, like, was, like,
I really had to go to the bathroom. And so I went in there, and I don't know why, because while we were driving on the highway, I didn't, not what you're thinking happened, but I just remember my dad took like a really sharp turn, and everything in the cabinet above burst out and landed on me, and I was like, and so I was like putting it all back or whatever. My dad was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm putting away the stuff in the cabinet because it fell out." No, but the other point I was gonna make too was they weren't the best financial people, and it's so weird because I grew up my whole life like, "No, we can't afford that." And I would just look at the RV and I'm like,
I'm like, maybe we should sell that then.
I'm like, I'm thinking maybe we can afford a single Coke from the gas station, actually. Which so is funny. Literally a dollar.
That's so funny. I know. They should have took advantage of that.
Sometimes I would bring my own money to stores and I'd be like, "Hey, can I buy this?" Like, I'm like,
"Why'd you ask? Just go buy it."
Well, I was okay, I wouldn't ask sometimes. I would just grab it and like, "No, put that back." I'm like, "Oh no, I was gonna pay for it." They're like, "No." And I'm like, "What do you mean? What do you tell me? No, it's my money."
Like, you should have bought it anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my money. I worked hard for this.
I call security on my mom. She's stealing from me.
Literally.
Anyway, go on.
So, Donkey's bored, tries to entertain himself by getting on Shrek's nerves by smacking his leg. Shrek asks him for 5 minutes, could Donkey not be himself?
Can you be quiet for 5 minutes?
That scares me. Oh my god.
I'm sorry. That's how he says it though, ain't it?
So, you know what Donkey does? And then it's Shrek this time asking, "Are we there yet?" And Fiona finally says,
"Yes!
Yes, they are."
And so it literally looks like Hollywood, mm-hmm. like LA or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, it's fantastical capitalism. So we see Shrek and Donkey and Fiona make it to the castle, but as soon as they step out of the onion carriage, they are met with extreme silence. Through the whole crowd.
They're like, "Oh!" Because there's like a whole crowd in front of the castle mm-hmm. like waiting for them, and there's like music. And we even like hear like a baby cry mm-hmm. in the background. Mm-hmm. That would be
the kid.
Our kid.
Yeah. What? I'd be like, "Oh my god." So Donkey's like, "Okay, I'm gonna go park the car.
You guys stay here, I'm gonna go park the kid."
Yeah, literally. And abandons them. So Shrek tells Fiona, he's like, "Hey,
have you ever like been a third wheel for two people that were like, and they were in an awkward situation? You're just like, I'm with them."
But that's, I don't know. I always felt like I kind of called things out when I saw them. I was like, "Oh, can you guys like..."
I'm gonna go park the car.
No, I would just be like, "Can you guys..." Like, I remember one time I was hanging out with my childhood friend and these two guys, because we were smoking. And we were in high school. And these two guys were smoking with us. And they were in our class, but it was somebody I didn't really like engage with all that much in school, but we were talking and me and my friend were just talking, and then all of a sudden those two boys started wrestling in front of us,
like outside.
Yes. And we looked at each other and I looked at them and I said, "Can you guys like quit like trying to show like how like
the
this is like embarrassed, like I'm embarrassed to be witnessing."
They look at you two and they're like, "Oh yeah, well the winner gets to go out with the pretty one," and now you gotta like let them finish to know which one of you is the pretty one.
And it was just like so embarrassing. So I like was like, "Oh, it they're just you. Oh my god, stop." It was just like, I was just like, "Oh, they're only doing this because they think you're hot," and they immediately like stopped. And I remember thinking like I just like kind of call things out as I see them. So I feel like I'd be like that kind of just problematic a tinge person.
Of Quinn.
I feel like I know. And like, so, it makes me cringe even just thinking about it.
And so Donkey leaves to go park the carriage.
I already said that.
I know, and Fiona and Shrek just like make their way mm-hmm. to the castle.
But the king is also being like, "Oh my god, who is that person?" And the queen's like, "Oh, that's our daughter." And they're
the king's talking to the queen. He's like, "Oh gosh, we don't have to do this." And the queen's mm-hmm. like, "Yes, we knew it. It's your daughter." Mm-hmm. And then Shrek and Fiona are having mm-hmm. the same exact conversation.
Yeah, but they want to like bail. Like,
"We should get out of here." And mm-hmm. Fiona's like, "No, we're staying here."
Yeah.
And so they finally like get up to the king and queen or whatever. Oh, they're both saying like, "It's not too late to turn back now." Mm-hmm. And that's when they stop and meet in front of each other. Mm-hmm. So they meet and Fiona is like, "Oh, mom, dad, this is Shrek." And he's like, "Oh, hello, I'm mm-hmm. Shrek mm-hmm. of the swamp," or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then we just transition to like the dinner scene. Mm-hmm. And so they're all sitting at this long ass table. Donkey's there too, by the way. They're just all sitting there eating or whatever, and everything like starts fine. This whole Fiona burps or whatever, and so and then Shrek's like, oh, you know, better out than in, mm-hmm. or whatever, and Donkey finally shows back up. Mm-hmm. He wasn't there originally, I forgot. And so and Shrek, so they have pass like a bowl around, mm-hmm. and Shrek's like, oh, okay, he like goes like drink from the bowl, mm-hmm. and Fiona's like, he looks at Fiona. It was like shaking her head, and she like motions like to put.
No,
put his hands.
No. That's not what he says. She's like, "Oh, thank you for the soup, Mrs. Q." And she's like, "He's like, and she's like, "No, honey,
wash your hands."
Yeah.
Thank you for the soup, Mrs. Q.
Which is like even worse because he drew attention to it. You're just like, "Oh my god."
And so the queen asks Fiona where Shrek and she live or whatever. Fiona's like, oh, Shrek owns his own land. And Shrek's like, yeah, it's a nice pond with duckies. And Donkey's like, you mean the swamp?
I know! Airing out his garbage and shit.
You mean the swamp?
He's so mean.
Oh my god. And the king's like, oh, an ogre from a swamp. How original. And the queen sticks up for Shrek, telling the table that he's like, a swamp is a fine place to raise children. And both the king and Shrek start, like, coughing. Mm. They're like,
They're choking.
They're like, oh. And so Shrek then tells her, he's like, you know, it's a bit early to be talking about children. And the king, like, agrees. He's like, I agree. And he's like, I agree. I just started eating.
Just so fucking rude.
And Shrek's like, what's that supposed to mean? Fiona is, like, trying to calm everyone down. And is like, oh, no, it's fine. But the king is like, no, I stand by that. And so Donkey tries to leave again, but then dinner is served. Mm-hmm. The queen's like, everyone eat. And so the king, like, grabs food nearby and asks Shrek if, like, he's like, so he asked Shrek, would any grandchildren you have be ogres or whatever? And Shrek's like, they would be. And the queen's like, telling Shrek's like, there's nothing wrong with that. And he's like, Harold, it's like, she's like, right, Harold?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And Harold's like, no, of course not, unless it's true that ogres eat their own young.
But just like, he's just throwing so many like stereotypes. Like, oh my gosh, like, that is so, like, being in an interracial relationship, I think those, like, perils of, like, even just, like, being in a different, like, cultural relationship, you know what I mean?
Was your family worried I would eat my own young?
Yeah, low-key.
Okay.
They thought you were going to eat my skin or something.
Sorry. Well, anyway, but then Shrek says, he's like, oh, no, God, where was I? He's like, Shrek says no as he, like, grabs into his food, and he tells the king, he's like, oh, no, we prefer ones who've been locked away in a tower. And Fiona tells Shrek to stop. The king's like, I did that because I love my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Shrek's like, right, because the king's choice is either daycare or dragon-guarded castles. And the king tells, like, Shrek, he's like, you'll never understand because you're not her father. And so we see, like, food being, like, smashed, crushed, like, eaten or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Lillian's like, oh, it's so nice to have the family together for dinner. Lillian's the queen, by the way. And so both the king and Shrek are, like, going after the roasted pig, and they're tugging on it, and it flings up into the air. And Fiona's like, Shrek! And Shrek's like, Fiona! And then the king's like, Fiona! Or the queen, and then Fiona's like, Mom! And the queen's like, Harold! And the donkey's like, Donkey!
Oh,
or whatever. And then the pig just lands in the middle of the table, and Fiona, like, tearfully runs to her, like, childhood room.
No. It's so awful.
And so, yeah.
So while in tears, do you know what Fiona does? She accidentally calls her fairy godmother. This is Jennifer Saunders' character. And she comes in and she's like, oh my god, girlfriend, you've... Or low-key still an ogre, but I'm not going to say that. I've grown! Oh my goodness. Let's do a singing song to get you hot. And this, do you know what she says in this song?
You're just an ogre!
Oh my god, wait. So the song, basically, okay, all we have to do is, like, dress you up, Fiona, and, like, you know, maybe lose a little bit of weight, Fiona, maybe even...
Sorry, finish your line, sorry. I'll wait.
Like, and basically, she basically, like, says that Fiona can write her name on the bathroom wall. And the boudoir that's, like, singing says...
Because the furniture sings.
Oh, yeah, they're all singing. And she has a meal of mice. She has... yes.
Anyway,
she's saying to Fiona to basically, like, to have sex with her Prince Charming. Is basically what the song is about.
Does Prince Charming want to have sex with her? Can he get it up?
Ooh.
Get it up for that grand
Anyway, thing. Fiona's like, oh, hey, that's... Oh, she gets a dog out of this song.
Did you hear me?
No.
I said get it up for that grain thing.
That's ew. Anyway, she gets a dog in the song. Fiona says, oh, all this is great. Thank you so much, but kind of already have my forever, happily ever after. And then after that, Shrek barges into the room. And Fiona is so excited to introduce Shrek. She's like, this is my husband. And Fairy Godmother is hella like, well, that can't be right. But Shrek is like, oh, great, we're relatives, but we're leaving. And Fiona and Donkey are like, oh, I don't want to leave. But he's like, no, we got to go. Like, that dinner was a disaster. We got to leave. Mm-hmm. Fiona thinks that Shrek is being rude, but Fairy Godmother's like, oh, no, it's okay, you know. I got to go anyway. If you ever need me, here's my card. I'm only one teardrop away.
One.
Shrek and Fiona start arguing. They start arguing, and basically she's like, can you stop acting like that? And he's like, acting like what? Like an ogre. With a hard R. Also, is that supposed to be derogatory? It feels
ogre.
It feels derogatory. And Shrek's like, oh yeah, well, let me remind you. And he screams in this puppy dog's face. Yeah. And he says to Fiona, that's who I really am. And Fiona starts to walk away, but she turns back to him. She's like, you know what, Shrek? I'm going to remind you that I made a lot of changes for you. She walks out. And Shrek is about to go after her, but here's her crying. So he just thinks to give her some space. We then transition to the king and queen's room as King Harold complains to his wife about this whole situation, and the queen's like, hey, I think you're just being, like, really overdramatic, because this is the person that Fiona chose, and I think he's pretty great, and you just need to give him a chance, is basically what she's saying. And while the king continues to complain, he basically gets ambushed by a fairy godmother, who, like, mafia kidnaps him into her carriage. And she's just like, hey, what happened? Because her and her son, Prince Charming, gasp, are pissed that he didn't get Princess Fiona. And Harold does argue. He's like, hey, I guess he just didn't make it in time. And Fairy Godmother's like, no, that's not how the story goes. And through her rage, because she works herself up, she stops the carriage suddenly. And Harold frantically asks where they are. And Fairy Godmother is like, oh, you made me do something I really don't want to do. And it turns out, they're at drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Burger King, by the way.
Oh my god.
Which is, like, it's just one of those things. And I'm like, this is amazing.
It turns out that King Harold did promise Fiona to Prince Charming, by the way. And Harold then promises to Fairy Godmother that Fiona and Charming will be together, not only for the good, but, Fairy Godmother, like, needs him to, like, marry Fiona because it's good for Fiona's future as well as the future of the kingdom. So, you know, so it's a good alliance.
Yes.
And Harold then asks how he could pull that off, and she tells him, before she drops him off, to use his imagination. We then cut to Harold in disguise. He makes his way through this villain tavern looking for the ugly stepsister. Christian, what did you think of this?
I think that this will not be the first time that we have, or the last time we ever see this tavern, and it's not. It's great.
I just love the expansion of it.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Shrek 3 is Prince Charming, and then Shrek 4 is Rumpelstiltskin, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though we've seen Rumpelstiltskin before. He had that tattoo on pacifier. That's
funny.
I think that's terrible.
Rumpelstiltskin.
That feels like some lore. Like, she's like, he's the dad.
If they
you know?
Ever,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, real quick. What's the name of the guy who plays the main guy on The Good Doctor?
Pretty High War.
Okay, so if they ever make this movie, make any of the sharks in live action, you know who should do live action Rumpelstiltskin?
Pretty High War.
Yeah.
He's too tall.
Just
how are you going to say that when Shane Dawson is right there?
I was going to say just CGI him like they do in Lord of the Rings.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Like, Shane Dawson would be funny. Someone who's in the news right now. Not Cody Ko, but the other, like, The guy who's like, who was like, he was like Mr. Beast, but a jackass.
I don't know. I don't keep up with these children.
He's always giving his friends like a bunch of like cars and shit.
David Dobrik?
David Dobrik.
Oh my god.
David Dobrik.
Whoa. Flash. Non-flashbacks.
Mr. Beast, but a jackass. This is gonna be my...
Which is so crazy. Because I make fun of the kids who are like, oh, you like Mr. Beast and me who watch David Dobrik. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice that he's giving out Teslas.
Giggles, it's your time to shine.
Oh lord. So, we see Harold. He finds the ugly stepsister. Who's Dolores, by the way? Explains that he needs someone who can help him take care of an ogre, and Dolores directs him to an assassin, which he pays handsomely to get rid of Shrek.
Get rid of him.
We then cut back to late that night, back at the castle, where Shrek and Fiona are sleeping. Since Shrek can't sleep, he gets out of bed and goes through Fiona's room. And do you know what we're starting to see?
What?
Like, Fiona was kind of, like, programmed to for that to be her story. You know? She has... a doll of the princess who has her handkerchief. Because remember in the first movie, she was like, oh, here is my token of gratitude, you know? Because that's what the doll says. And the ogre is slain. Like, she wasn't... like, Shrek is starting to feel like this wasn't supposed to be, like, the life that was planned for her, you know? I think this scene represents that he feels like a wedge in her family's, like... relationship, you know, as well as thinking he's stopping her from her future. Did you ever feel that way when you first got married?
About I feel like I was stopping you from getting your future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like everyone kind of thinks that. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone kind of thinks that with every partner they have. Like, they don't want to be holding someone back. Mm-hmm. As much as it would hurt to let go,
mm-hmm.
and as much as I would not want to do it or push it back as much
mm-hmm.
as possible,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. Probably, yeah, I feel like I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for you, for instance. Like,
yeah.
If I knew that this would work out.
Yeah.
But now we have a kid and a podcast.
Yeah. So, Shrek reads Fiona's diary, and it says, Dear Diary.
I wish I was pretty.
Dear Diary.
Pretty much an ogre.
Kristen, stop. Oh, my God. Dear Diary, Sleeping Beauty is having a slumber party tomorrow, but Dad says I can't go. He never lets me out after sunset. Dad says I'm going away for a while. Must be like some finishing school or something.
I would have been so sad if I was a kid and my parents abandoned me like that.
I know. She continues with, Mom says that when I'm old enough, my handsome Prince Charming will rescue me from my tower and bring me back to my family, and we'll all live happily ever after. Mrs. Fiona.
For what it's worth, Prince Charming shouldn't have taken so damn long.
Literally. But I kind of want to know, what was he doing?
Because Shrek beat him, like, what, by a week?
A year.
Oh, was it a year?
At least.
I guess. I mean,
I guess
how long does it take?
Week.
Yeah, like, because it make it seem like... people are just chilling there at the castle now.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, as Shrek keeps flipping through the pages, you see that Fiona was really obsessed with becoming Mrs. Fiona Charming. And it kind of
Charming,
sends him,
Charming, Charming.
Yeah, literally. Kind of sends up spiraling until there's a knock at the door. And Shrek freaks out a little bit. And he opens the door to find it's the king. And he's like, oh, hey. You know, I kind of made an ass of myself at dinner. How about we, like,
have
try to get
tea.
Along? No, he's like, let me try to get along, you know, for the sake of Fiona. And he's like, and Shrek's like, okay, yeah, for Fiona. He's like, okay, why don't you meet me in the woods tomorrow to go hunting? And Shrek's like, okay, cool. So we then cut to, like, Shrek and Donkey lost in the woods that the king directed him towards. And while they're doing this, they hear, like, a purring sound. And what's that purring sound? Oh, my gosh. None other. The assassin that the king hired. Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Yes. He's like, pray for mercy, Flum. Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
And Shrek thinks he's, like, the cutest little thing until he, like, attacks. And he, like, scratches Shrek, like, all over. And we even get, like, an alien reference.
Ah,
did you like that?
Shirt,
yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, after that, I guess they're able to reprimand Puss in Boots.
Reprimand?
Yeah, because he, like, has, like, a hairball. And they're like, oh, okay. And Puss in Boots is like, oh, please don't hurt me. The king paid me to do this. And Shrek is like, oh, the king did this?
Makes me sad. They make you sad. Make me sad.
Literally, I would have been sad. I would have brought that up at dinner. Like, so what's up with the cat you hired?
No, for real. So Shrek is like, oh, maybe they're... Fiona's parents are right. Maybe she does deserve, like, a happily ever after with the Prince Charming. And he's like... And Shrek kind of mentions that, like, he would change if he could try. Which gives him an idea to call up Fairy Godmother.
Real.
And remember when I said, remember that card that she gave to Fiona?
Yeah.
Well, Shrek took it in that scene, and he still had it. So he's like, okay, so, you know, she's only a teardrop away. So he turns to Donkey, and he's like, hey, Donkey, can you, like... Can you tell me something sad? And he starts trauma dumping, and then Puss in Boots is like, oh, this is taking forever, so let me just stomp on him. Which one makes him cry?
Which stomps on Donkey's, like, foot or tail or whatever.
Yeah, and they, like, get a message from Fairy Godmother, who's like, oh, I'm not here right now, but, like, come to my cottage where we can, like, talk directly. So they're like, okay, another adventure. And they take Puss in Boots because he has a little kitten face. What did you think of the kitten face? I remember audibly in the theater, everyone was like, "Oh,
yeah."
I thought that was that peak movie experience. Bring that back.
Forget people applauding during Endgame. It was us.
So we then cut back to the castle where Fiona wakes up alone. And so she goes outside where her parents are kind of planning the wedding ball. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, have you guys seen Shrek? And her mom's like, no, but ask your father. And she's like, oh, hey, Dad. And her dad's, like, kind of, like, avoiding her.
He's like,
Yeah, and she's like, hey, have you seen Shrek? He's like, oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he's, like, blowing off steam after that fight you guys had. She's like, oh, you heard that? He's like, honey, the whole castle heard that. And she's like, oh, well, maybe if you, like, give, like, Shrek a chance. You know, you weren't really that welcoming. And he was like, and her dad's like, oh, I just want what's best for you and, like, you know, I think you should start, like, thinking the same thing. Which kind of, like, puts Fiona's, like, thoughts into a certain perspective.
Yeah.
Do you think you understand Fiona's father?
In a way.
Mm. You kind of just want what's best for your kid.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure he just wants his daughter to be human again.
I don't think so. I think he... Like I said, they had, like, this... They drilled this, like, fantasy onto Fiona.
Well, the fantasy was the deal. It was never real.
I know.
It was never, like, a real story.
I know. I'm not saying... I think he thought that that was what was best for her so that she could be happy. Not because they want her to be human. He's not even human. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is probably why she's green.
Probably. something like that. And so we then cut back to Shrek and the gang as they make it to, like, Fairy Godmother's, like, cottage like, it's like a cottage, but it's like a spell factory. Mm-hmm. And we learn that she's, like, the largest distributor of potions.
I put positions. I see that.
The group goes in to see Fairy Godmother, but no one's there. And so the gang, like, disguise themselves as, like, the elves, like, working in the factory. That's, like their union.
Yeah.
And they convince all the other fairies. He's like, hey, we're looking out for the two of us, you know, not...
like, we don't even have dental.
They don't even have dental. We then cut back to Shrek and the gang, whatever, and they're, like, behind the scenes of all the potion stuff. Like, they're looking at all the machines and storage. Mm-hmm. And Shrek makes it to Fairy Godmother's room, but she's in the middle of making a potion. And so Shrek asks Fairy Godmother what he can do to make Fiona happy. And the Fairy Godmother, like, tells him, like, using other stories as an example. And she's like, oh, look at these two. Happily ever after, no ogres. Oh, okay, let me try this other book. Let's see. Happily ever after, no ogres. Like, oh, happily ever after? Oh, no ogres. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of making, like, oh, look, there's no happy ever afters with ogres, she's making it a point that ogres don't get a happy ever after.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so...
she's like, don't you point those meaty sausages at me!
Literally. And so the two, like, almost fight as, like, mm-hmm. Shrek is saved by her,
order, like, her Monte Cristo.
Yeah. like, her food gets delivered. And so...
She's door dashing before the school.
Literally. And so Shrek leaves, but, like, disguises himself again, kind of, like, badly, in, like, the factory smock.
Yes.
And they go into the potion cabinet, you almost got me, to steal a potion that will help Shrek and Fiona. And the two of them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see the gang, Donkey, Puss, and Shrek, have a Mission Impossible style moment. Mm-hmm. It even plays the music.
Like, oh, not yet. It was just like, I think they were like...
Well, later in the movie it does,
yeah,
but not here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's definitely like I think, like, a reference to that.
Yeah. Where he's coming down on the... Mm. Yeah. And so we see Shrek do all the heavy lifting as he grabs, like, Puss and Donkey. And,
Because they've been discovered.
Yeah, because they get discovered after they find... Because they're trying to steal this happily ever after potion. They do find it after almost knocking all the potions down. Yeah. But then all the potions end up falling down anyway, and they get discovered. Mm-hmm. And so now that Shrek lifts two of them up, and they're trying to escape.
Yeah.
And we cut to, like... They end up escaping, but, like, the factory kind of explodes, Loki. And then, like, after that, fairy godmother is just, like, dealing with, like, the mess. The
aftermath.
And then Prince Charming walks in.
Because all the elves got turned into doves because of the potions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so Charming hears that, like, Shrek came and is here to fight him. But fairy godmother says, slow your roll, basically. And she's like, look, all of my potions are accounted for except for one. And she sees what potion it is and says to Charming, but we can use this to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows that it's going to turn Shrek human. Shrek doesn't quite know that yet.
Yeah.
And so they're going to use... You know. If you've seen the film, you know.
So we come back to Shrek and the gang walking back as they read the back of the potion to see, like, what exactly it does. But apparently it's supposed to give them a happily ever after. And Puss is like, oh, okay, well, why don't I drink it for you to make sure that it's safe? Because Donkey was expressing concerns that, like, they don't know what this potion's going to do.
So Donkey takes the potion first. Nothing happens. And then... Donkey warns Shrek, like, hey, like, if you do this, this means no more swamp and, like, no more of the normal stuff that you do. And Shrek's like, I know, but I'm doing this for Fiona. So then it starts to rain and they see that it didn't work. So they find shelter because they weren't able to make it back to the castle in time. And we see that, like, Donkey tries to cheer him up. It's like, hey, it just feels gloomy because, you know, it's storming outside. And Shrek's like, yeah, I guess. And then Donkey passes out. And Puss in Puss is like, hey, should we shave him? But then Shrek passes out and you're like, oh, what's happening? But then you see, like, a glowing light from the windmill. And you're like, oh my gosh, the potion is working. What? We then cut to Fiona back at the castle telling her parents, like, hey, Dad, Mom, but mostly Dad, I've been thinking a lot about what you said to me earlier today. And you know what? Coming here was a mistake. So me and Shrek are just going to go home. I'm going to go look for him and we're going to go home. And they're like, Fiona, no, don't go. It's raining. You can't go. But then she passes out. Gasp.
Gasp. And so next we see Shrek wake up and there's like these three young maidens all around him. They're like,
oh my god,
getting himself a bite, you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
And and we realize that he's turned into a human, and not only that, he's hot. And so then we see Donkey's also been turned into a white stallion.
Whoa.
I'm a stallion. Did you not remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, alright. They learn that they have until midnight to kiss Fiona to stay like this forever. And so the gang, like, immediately head to far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
But first, they have to find some clothes because they're all naked. Because none of Shrek's clothes fit.
Anyway. Yeah.
And so we see human Shrek. He's been treated differently. Like, people are like, hey, what's
no,
up?
No, we see the
stagecoach. Oh, yeah, sorry. So they see the stagecoach coming and they rob it. Like, I don't know how they do it exactly, but they hold them up.
They pretend that they ran over
Donkey. They pretend they ran over Donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so...
And then Puss is like, oh, there is one thing you can do. And he's like, take off your clothes. And the first guy's clothes don't really fit Shrek, but then his son comes out. And they're like, oh, we're going to take those clothes. And then we see them in far, far away.
Yeah, and we see the two dudes they left behind naked.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, father? Anyway, and so, but we see human Shrek is, like, being treated differently now because he looks like them and or whatever. They're like, hey, man.
Yeah, they, like, wave to him and shit.
Yeah, and so we see Shrek makes it to the castle just as Fiona is waking up, and she finds out that she's human again, too, which means she also got the potion.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fiona is, like, looking for Shrek throughout the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And Donkey tells her, like, oh, there's these potions. Shrek got turned into a human. He's looking for you, too. And so the two are running through the castle for each other, and we see Fiona run into Charming, and Charming pretends to be Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that thing they were talking about earlier. We're like, well, don't worry, this can go work in our favor with the potion. And then Shrek ends up running into Fairy Godmother, and Fairy Godmother, like, locks him in the room and convinces him, like, oh, Fiona's happier with Prince Charming, and, like, and he can see through the window that they're down there, happy together.
Mm-hmm.
And Shrek's like, no, no, as Fiona and them continue to leave the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just locked in this room. Eventually he does get out, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see human Shrek and Tonky and Puss are now at this villain tavern
mm-hmm.
as he mopes over Fiona. And Prince Charming tells the gang that he's like, hey, I think it's best for this way
mm-hmm.
because everyone wins. And Donkey says, well, Shrek, it's not fair to you. And Shrek explains, he's like, look, I love Fiona
mm-hmm.
so much that I'm willing to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
And she can enjoy the life she deserves.
Yeah.
And so we then see King Harold is back, and he goes into the back of the tavern
mm-hmm.
that they're at
mm-hmm.
to talk to Fairy Godmother. And it's then him, Godmother, and Prince Charming... Because they're worried about Fiona because they don't think that she's convinced that
yeah.
Charming is Shrek
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And so Harold tells them, he's like, look, it's best that we call it off. We can't force Fiona to love Charming. But Fairy Godmother is like, I gave you this potion. And she's like, I'll give you this potion that will make her love Charming.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he, because if she doesn't, she'll take away his happy ever after.
Mm-hmm.
So basically she like gives the king this love potion, is like, give her this,
mm-hmm.
she will, or else I'll take away your happy ever after.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is yet, though.
Yeah.
And so we then see that Shrek and the gang have been like listening in like through the window.
Yeah.
But Fairy Godmother like notices this and
mm-hmm.
calls the guards and is like, oh look, they're thieves, and then they get chased after by the guards.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see the wedding ball like begin to take place
mm-hmm.
as the familiar fairy tales we know, like I said earlier, Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
They open her carriage, she falls
mm-hmm.
out. There's those two tiny ones.
Thumbelina.
Yeah, Thumbelina mm-hmm. and whoever, they get swept
up. Yeah, they get,
oh, they get swept
up. Yeah.
They get swept up by a broom. You know, all the other fairy tales. Mm-hmm.
And it's like Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan Rivers is introducing them to us. And we see that the gang that was house sitting at Shrek's house
mm-hmm.
are watching and waiting for Shrek and Fiona to show up. Like, oh, when are they coming?
Mm-hmm.
And while they're watching, they see a TV show called Knights,
mm-hmm.
like cops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a chase with a white Bronco, which is...
amazing.
Really funny. Given
mm-hmm.
the, now that we're old and we know the context
mm-hmm.
with OJ, oh
it's
my
amazing.
God, that's so funny. And so... they see them getting
did you see that they're getting pepper sprayed with
yeah.
the pepper
yeah.
thing from like Olive Garden,
and then the one cop pats down, Puss is like, oh, what's this, he's like, that's not mine.
Catnip. Oh, and Donkey's like, what about police brutality
and like they're like, and then the screen freezes on them
mm-hmm.
and they look at like Shrek and Donkey or whatever
yeah, because he was like,
and all the people in the house are like,
oh, that looks familiar,
that's our dog
mm-hmm.
And so we see before the ball, Harold is getting this tea together, and he pours the potion into one of the cups
mm-hmm.
and he goes to give it to Fiona, and he finds her in her room, and she's like, I'm not going to the wedding ball because whoever that guy is, it's not Shrek
mm-hmm.
And Harold's like, well, you know, people change for the ones they love, and he's like, I changed a lot for your mother, and you should give this new Shrek a chance. But Fiona's like, I just want my old Shrek back. And so we see Fiona is like about to drink the tea when her father, one of the cups, and the father's like, wait, no, here, sorry, this one's yours. Because he's like, mine is for like my health or
mm-hmm.
whatever he says. And she drinks that one, and he kind of like looks on, he's like he's upset.
Yeah.
Like he didn't want to do that.
Yeah. We then cut to Shrek, Donkey, and Puss all locked up in jail. They're like hanging like medieval style when, dun 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 dun, Gingy, Pinocchio, three blind mice, three little pigs, the big bad wolf is also there, are there to save the day. And Gingy and Pinocchio come down on his strings. And this is the Mission Impossible thing, the dun 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 dun. But then
but
like,
Pinocchio gets all twisted.
Yeah, it gets all twisted up, and they're like, okay, tell a lie. And they're like, say something crazy, like you're wearing ladies' underwear, and everyone's like,
I'm wearing ladies' underwear. And his
like,
nose doesn't grow.
And Chuck's like, well, are you?
Are you?
And
he's like, no.
And then his nose grows, and they're like, I think you certainly are.
I am not.
And they're like,
again.
What is it? It's a thong.
Boxers?
Pinocchio's freaky.
Okay.
So they free Shrek and Donkey and Puss. Puss also tries to eat one of the blind mice.
Real?
They're trying to figure out how they're going to get to the castle now, since it's so heavily guarded, there's a drawbridge, and then Gingy, who's standing, like, on this window, so kind of
the perspective makes it look like he's a giant
yeah,
gingerbread man.
And that kind of gives, like, Shrek an idea, and he's like,
Dingy, do you still know the Muffin Man?
He's like, Blueberry Lane.
I think it's Jerry Lane.
Jerry Lane.
He's like, yeah, duh. He's like, okay, we'll give him a call because we're about to head over.
We need a lot of flour.
Yeah, lots of it.
And so we see the group on Drury Lane, and they go over to the Muffin Man. And the Muffin
Man's
like,
no, we
Gingy.
Come back to the wedding, the wedding ball. Because Fiona comes down.
Well, no, but this, and so they go.
Oh no, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They go to his house first. Uh-huh. They're like, and the Muffin Man's like, Gingy, welcome
yeah.
back. He's like, do you still have this whatever thing. And he's like yeah
mm-hmm.
and he's like good we're gonna need it or whatever he
mm-hmm.
says
and we get like a Frankenstein
yeah and he's like it's alive as they've made something
mm-hmm.
alive and so we cut back to the wedding ball as Fiona and Shrek who's actually charming have to dance even though that this charming is even though he's like really irritating her they still have to dance
mm-hmm.
and one of my favorite parts of the movie that I quote all the time and She's like, what's on your lips or whatever? And he's like, whatever he says, he's like, cherry flavored. What a taste.
Oh my God.
I say that to Sahara like all the time.
Oh
or
my
whatever.
God, you're so gross.
Sahara.
Yeah, but Fairy Godmother sings I Need a Hero. And she's like,
cherry flavored. What a taste.
Gross. Jumana. Oh.
I toss the night. Dream. Where
the man gone? And where are all the gods? Where's the street where it's Hercules?
Anyway, and so we see Shrek and the gang are beginning to make it to the castle, only as they, because, and they're riding,
the really tall.
I think they called him Mongo.
Yeah, and he like gets the Starbucks looking cup and tries to drink it.
Like,
and
no.
The people on the inside run until the next Starbucks.
Yeah, very on the nose.
Yeah,
like they run away from that Starbucks into the other one.
Yeah,
like you said. And then
amazing.
Like, and then Shrek's like, "No, put the cup down." And he's like, "Okay."
I know.
And like drops it, and
mm-hmm.
they give him the follow of the pony,
mm-hmm.
who's like a donkey or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and so. They're able to make it to the castle, but they get attacked, and the knights up there, like, pour hot milk, which
mm-hmm.
they just have, onto him, and it tries to break down his arms
mm-hmm.
or whatever, or make his
arms
soggy.
They're trying to make, like, a whole, like, they're foaming it up. They have a giant, did you see the giant, like, foam thing that they're
yeah,
doing?
And then,
it's so funny.
And then he comes up, and he has, like, a foam, like, wig
mm-hmm.
on. It looks funny.
And they're like, more milk, less foam.
Literally. And so, so he's great. And so back in the vault, Charming's trying to like kiss Fiona, but she's refusing.
Mm-hmm.
And Shrek is able to like get the drawbridge open using Mongo's arms.
Mm-hmm.
And Puss decides to stay behind to check the guards, and he like
he's this cute little kitten face.
Yeah, he's like he gets all serious, and the guards get up to him, and he has this cute face out.
They're like, oh,
and he's like, oh God, and then lunges at
yes.
them or whatever with his sword, of course, and. At the ball, Fairy Godmother's, like, finishing her song.
Oh, yeah, because the juxtaposition of the song is playing while Fiona's dancing, and Shrek is trying to, like, hurry and, like, get it, because the song picks up
yeah.
Once the action starts, and it's just so good, because, you know, she's like, we need a hero, and Shrek's like, you know, you want Shrek to make it, you're like, come on,
let's go, Shrekie,
let's go!
Anyway, and so, he's like, gosh, anyway, and so Shrek is, like, looking for Fiona, eventually makes it to the ball,
mm-hmm.
and Fiona's like about ready to kiss Charming, mm-hmm. thinking it is Shrek when Shrek finally barges in, and Fairy Godmother attacks the group, using her wand
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and like she randomly hits Spice, and it's like she turns Pinocchio into a real boy on
mm-hmm.
accident, and so
they kind of play keep away with her,
yeah, and because they're trying to grab her wand
mm-hmm.
from her or whatever. And Fairy Godmother's like calling to Charming. He's like, kiss Fiona! And because she's taking the potion, and he does, and we all think like it's too late. And Trixie's like, no!
Mm-hmm.
And Fiona's like, and then like, she's like, what? And then
yeah.
like, headbutts
mm-hmm.
Charming right after they kiss. And Fairy Godmother is like really upset when she realizes that Harold never gave Fiona the potion.
Mm-hmm.
And Charming hands his mom her wand
mm-hmm.
because I guess he finally gets it back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about to use it to smite Shrek and Fiona. Harold runs and jumps in front of them and like takes the blast. And he's like, we think he's killed because he just disappears. His armor is the only thing left.
Mm-hmm.
But the spell kind of bounces off of his armor too, and it hits Fairy Godmother, and she just disappears. And she turns into bubbles and like pops away.
Yeah.
And so, And Fiona's like, oh no, Dad. And they go over to him, but they hear like croaking, mm-hmm. and they open it up, and they see he's turned into a frog.
Frog.
I think Puss is like, oh, I think he croaked. Like, Jinju's like, oh, he croaked. Yeah, like, you know, like the Princess and the Frog, right?
Yeah.
And that was his happily ever after. Yeah. That's, so we know what that is now. Mm. Callback for those who were paying attention.
Oh my gosh.
And Harold the Frog apologizes for how he acted against Shrek. And he's like, I see that you like really do love Fiona, and that's all I can ask for,
yeah.
or whatever. And so he asks for their forgiveness and their blessing, or and offers his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so Harold like tells his wife Lillian,
mm-hmm.
He's like, I wish as I was more of a man for you. And she's like, tonight you're more of a man now than you ever were, warts and all.
Oh, that was so
would you love sweet. Me if I got turned back into a frog?
Yeah, I'd love you more.
So the clock strikes midnight.
Midnight?
No, I threw a G in there for some reason.
Midnight?
The clock strikes midnight, and Shrek tells Fiona that they can kiss and stay like this forever and be happy, and just like how you imagined your whole life
mm-hmm.
to be. And Fiona's like, obviously touched that Shrek
mm-hmm.
would give that up for her,
mm-hmm.
give up being an ogre.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want what every princess wants, to have a happily ever after
mm-hmm.
with the ogre I married.
Yes.
And so they wait for the bell to turn back, and they turn into ogres again.
Mm-hmm.
And Donkey included, because he's still the stallion, he gets
yeah.
turned back into a donkey. He's like, no, I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back. And they're all back to normal, except
mm-hmm.
for Donkey. He's like, oh. And so after that... Puss is like, I thought this was supposed to be a fiesta.
Fiesta!
And so they go back to partying, and like, Donkey and Puss sing, Live La Vida
Loca.
That's the credits roll. And then there's a post-credit scene.
There is a post-credit scene, and the most insane thing ever. I know we didn't mention it, but earlier in the movie, Shrek asks Donkey why he's at the swamp and not with his girlfriend, wife, I don't know.
The dragon from the first
yes,
movie.
Yes, why aren't they together? And he's like, oh, she's been a bit moody lately, and I don't know, I don't want to bother her. And so when we see...
I too would go friends at my house at my friend's house.
So she comes through, and he's like, oh my gosh, dragon, what are you doing here? I'm so sorry I left, you know, meant to come back, but Shrek had this thing going on. And she explains to him, and dragon talk, oh, well, you know, I had babies. And he's like, oh, what?
And
we
like
see
these weird donkey dragons.
Abominations come flooding in. He's like, oh my gosh. So Donkey is a father to a donkey, a dragon hybrid. Are you
There's
ready?
Multiple.
Yes. And they're named after food. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The end. Woo. All right, Christian. What would you rate that?
I would rate the movie a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. It is good. I think I'd agree with that.
Inside.
Or at least an 8.5 for sure.
Vida Loca.
8.5 for sure. All right. Dream Blunt Rotation. Go.
Dream Blunt Rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Loki Prince Charming. Loki. Pinocchio would freak me out, so
yeah.
No. Shrek, the Queen.
Okay.
The Hawaii 5-0 player.
Okay, one more. The last one. Circle's getting too big.
Okay, last one. I would say probably Puss.
I would also say Puss. I would say
he
Dolores.
Had the catnip on him.
Dolores from the tavern.
Oh my god, I forgot about Dolores.
The fairies that were stuck in the fart jar.
That'd be you.
I know, literally.
The fart fairies.
I know. Let's see, let me think of one more person. And the dog, the white dog that
Shrek yells at.
Yes, like, and Loki, like fucking in the Living La Vida Loca, he like fan dives and crushes it. This is so sad. Also, bonus feature, did you know on the DVD, not only is the menu, like, interactive...
Yes! I have the DVD!
Yes!
And they talk to each other!
Yes! Do you remember that they had the American Idol thing? Do you remember that? No! Please tell me they had...
Like one of the commercials?
No! I'm not making this up. Give me your phone.
I'll look it up.
Shrek 2 American Idol. And you could vote on which character sung good. Look it up on YouTube.
Oh my god.
You don't remember this?
Oh my god.
Christian's like new content.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm. Not that bad. I will take that
as a compliment. Not being judgmental. And there's randomly Simon Cowell. Alrighty.
They all sing. And they judge, yeah. I wanna be the one to walk
in the sun. This part's getting cut from the podcast. Like, all the music or whatever. I'll cut it so it's like a little.
Yeah.
So it's not copyright stackable. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
That's so funny. And then if you picked a bad one, then Simon Cowell would be like, no, I'm the winner. But yeah, I would always pick Shrek and Fiona because they did a little duet. But yeah. I couldn't find this movie editing anywhere. I had to pirate it.
Don't admit that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There we go. Yeah, the movie was not streaming anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to pay for it on Apple TV.
We have Apple TV.
I know, but it was like for rent.
Oh.
But I mean, you can do that too for on YouTube, so that's where we found it.
It's on Peacock, which we don't
have anymore. So, Christian, is there anything... my question for you about the movie is, how do you feel about, like, changing for your spouse?
I feel like it's natural. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I changed a lot.
Yeah.
I now edit the podcasts.
I'm excited to hear what all the podcast edits. I'm excited. No, I do think change is, like, definitely a part of the relationship and whether you're ready to, like, grow with each other, you know? And I think that's just a part of it.
Yeah.
I really do like that, like, you know, Shrek and Fiona's love is real. You know, they're both able to go through these big transformations for each other. And that's how you know. Like, they want themselves, and that's good enough for them. And I think that's when Harold realized, like, oh, this is the man that we wanted Fiona to be with, you know? But yeah. Yeah, and do you have any other questions?
I just want to know whose decision it was to include the Starbucks to Starbucks run from Mongo. Dude, literally. That was so funny.
Amazing. So, you guys, if you would like to tell us, would you rate this childhood classic? Or if you hated it, or what's your dream or nightmare blunt rotation? You can find us on Twitter/X at PuffPassPod. Podcast. We are the couple that is smoking in the background. You can even email us at puffpasspodcast23@gmail.com. And yeah.
Christian. We are the couple that is smoking.
Yeah, and we're everywhere. Background. We're everywhere. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere. So yeah, leave us a review, star us, do whatever, say something.
Please.
We're lonely. No, but...
At the very least, like our tweets, please.
Yes. We are always on Twitter. Sometimes we're on Letterboxd.
We will occasionally do film reviews on Letterboxd and Twitter, just depending on what we're watching. We need to add one for Shrek 2, no.
Most definitely.
But I would say that most importantly, have a nice day.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of your week. We know we live in very uncertain times. But definitely hug your family, hug your friends, keep your peoples close, and stay safe. And be a little nicer to each other this week. I always try to.
And check on your beef stew, because mine still has like an hour left to cook.
But Christian, what movie are we going to do next? Because it's your turn to pick, and it has to be a sequel.
Okay, so for the next movie that we're doing that's a sequel, I know, very on brand for me, but we're actually going to do The Sandlot 2.
The Sandlot 2, alright. I'm ready. So stick around for that. All right, bye!
Bye!